A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Smashpot.
We need someone to take us to an island located here.
That's the deadliest part of the ocean.
There is no island there.
Ooh, baby, easy peasy.
Let's go.
Oh! That's my security system.
I'd rather take the Titanic.
Here's the deal. A few nights ago, a radio signal got sent out from these coordinates. It could be the mysterious island that Jules Verne wrote about.
You think you're going to travel halfway around the world and meet up with some lunatic who's messing around on ham radio?
It's not some lunatic. It's my grandfather. He's been looking for mysterious island for over half of his life.
Where are we?
Hey, I think I found a way off the beach!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you...
The Mysterious Island.
This is heaven, I'm checking in.
This is amazing.
Well, don't just stand there!
Grandpa!
Who's up for an adventure?
Oh! Oh!
If we get torn to bits...
Run!
I'm blaming you.
Way to slay the heart. Getting the attention of a woman is one of the hardest things to do.
So you have got to do this.
What is that?
The peck pop of love. Now go on and throw a berry. Boom!
Hello and welcome to Smashpod 2, The Caine Scrutiny, a podcast celebrating the vast oeuvre of Michael Caine, the highs, the lows, and everything in the middle. This truly is the podcast where you're only supposed to have a good time. This week we will be caught between a rock and a hard place. That's not bad, is it?
That's pretty good.
Looking for an old man and fighting cartoon monsters. Yes, it's Journey 2, the number 2, The Mysterious Island, and joining me to climb aboard a bee... is comedian Rosie Holt, who can be found on Twitter as Rosie is a Holt.
Hello.
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 What does Rosie is a Holt mean?
I don't. Do you know what's annoying? I think when you start Twitter, don't you? You have to come up with a handle, and your name's not available. And at the time, I chose Rosie is a Holt, and I don't know why that is, but that's what it is now. I can't change that.
It's original.
Thank you.
It's revolutionary.
Do you think it is revolutionary?
No, I didn't know what I meant. I was thinking like I worked for Apple.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything they do is revolutionary.
Yeah. I suppose, I mean, yeah, let's go with that. I'm happy being revolutionary.
We've put a button on this. It's revolutionary.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
But Journey to the Mysterious Island, had you seen it before?
No, I hadn't. And what's funnily great enough is if I wasn't doing this podcast, I don't think I ever would have seen it.
Same here. So, I mean, there's a chance I would have gone with my kids to the cinema to see it, but they wouldn't have. I don't think they were... old enough then.
When did it come out?
2015.
Oh, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's my maths.
Let me just double check that, actually. Because I'm wondering if it was older, because The Rock doesn't look as weathered.
And also Josh Hutcherson or whatever, the guy from The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
He's playing like a teen.
I tell a lie, 2012. Sorry,
yeah, I
everybody.
Thought it was less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks young in this. I only know him from The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And I've only seen the first The Hunger Games.
He was also, when he was a kid, he was in a film called Bridge to...
Terabithia.
Yeah, that one.
I haven't seen that.
It was pretty rubbish.
Doesn't one of them die in that?
Yeah, spoiler alert. Oh, no.
Everyone
cried.
Can't
do the, for the Josh Hutchinson podcast.
Well, everybody got upset, didn't they? All the parents got upset.
Yeah, because it does make you cry. Like, it's shit. But you feel sufficiently manipulated at the end.
It's a bit like
My
Girl.
You're like, I'm still crying. Yeah, you're like, I'm crying, but I hate it because I know that this has been sort of engineered.
Did he get killed by bees? Like in My Girl.
Gets killed by bees.
Excellent. Yeah. There's a theme now. Yeah. The bees are in all his films.
He only does films with bees.
In
and
Hunger
there's no
Games.
Bees in the Hunger Games, or is there?
There is.
Is there?
Jennifer Lawrence is a bee in real life.
Is she?
People don't know that.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
little
she
known
is.
Fact about Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. People say she's quite waspish, but she's definitely a bee.
She's a bee. Yeah.
B-list, more like. No, she's not. She's A-list.
No.
Proper A-list. The film begins with an opening narration by Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Talking about, right, Vernians.
Vernians. Is this... But I didn't understand what that was.
Jules Verne fans are apparently called Vernians.
Oh, are there enough of them that there are
don't
Vernians?
Know. The only one I know of is Doc Brown from Back to the Future 3.
Is he a Vernian?
Suddenly, because they needed to have a Jules Verne link.
Yeah.
In the third film, he's suddenly like, yeah, I love Jules Verne.
I'd forgotten that.
And he names his children Jules and Vern.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them points at his knob. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. It's a long time ago. Yeah. I'd forgotten.
The kid... Sorry, I'm talking back to Future 3, but the kid gestures the camera towards him.
Yeah.
And then points at his junk.
I don't remember.
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Okay, I will look it up.
It hasn't been manipulated.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we find out that there's a mysterious island. But we cut to a young, hip dude...
Yeah, and the music, they do a very distinct music change to show that he's young and hip, where it starts going, and it's like rock and roll music. Yeah.
Rock and roll music.
Yeah.
Isn't it Green Day?
I think it is. But that's as rock and roll as films like this get, isn't it? When they're like,
and now the award for best rock and roll music, Green Day.
But they do, whenever they have like a, they like want to show that somebody's rebellious. If it's a kind of PG-13 movie, they will go for something... It will be a bit soft rocky.
Like Green Day.
Yeah, Green Day.
They're not going to upset your parents, are they?
Exactly.
Green Day.
Yeah. They're like, oh, he's wild, but he's not going to be doing cocaine, that kind of thing.
No, he's going to have hooch.
Yeah.
And moonshine.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah,
it's a bit like the beginning of Tron 2.
I haven't seen Tron 2.
Have you not seen Tron 2?
I haven't seen Tron 2.
It's called Tron Legacy.
I haven't seen Tron 1.
You haven't seen Tron 1?
No.
This is going to be a podcast where I just repeat what you said. In that way.
But do you know what? I was working as a waitress with and Andrew Lester, you know, Adrian Lester. You know the actor Adrian Lester?
Yes.
I was serving him and he'd gone to see the new Tron film.
This is a good anecdote. What did he think?
And he was really upset.
Yeah, he was quite
upset. He was him and his three friends and they were just sitting there with their head in their hands and I was serving them a drink and they were just so upset.
So you were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when he met you?
Adrian Lester, yeah.
That's nice. It's a nice story. It's nice to know. I like to think that we provide a service here. It's nice to know that we can tell people the films that Adrian Lester didn't like. Do you know any ones he did like?
No, I just remember that. I just remember that. Okay. He liked Tron 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is called Tron 1, by the way.
Great.
It's like I was in a video shop once and I heard a kid say, oh, Alien. What did he call it? He said, Alien 2. This is good.
No, Aliens.
And I wanted to say, no, Aliens. Yeah. Right? I was about to hit him with a newspaper.
Yeah.
And then he said, it's better than Alien 1. And I thought, oh.
No. Do you think it's better than Alien 1?
No.
No.
It's good.
It's, yeah.
I think they're as good as each other.
They're very different, aren't they?
It's like they're different films.
One's a horror, one's an action.
Yeah. One's a haunted house in space.
Yes.
And the other one's... Zulu with aliens.
Yeah, I haven't seen Zulu.
What?
I know.
Yeah, this is going to be just you saying you haven't seen things all the way. But you have seen.
Lots of things I have seen.
You can say to people, right, I haven't seen Zulu, but I have seen Journey 2, The Mysterious Island.
Can I ask a question about Journey 2, the title?
Do we have to talk about it? Go on. Yeah.
Why is it the number 2? Because what I found confusing about that, I thought, is there a Journey 1?
There is. I'm glad you asked.
Is there?
Yeah. Journey to the Centre of the Earth with Brendan Fraser.
But that's got 2 in as well.
Yeah, but it's not the number 2.
Oh, I see.
Journey
to
the Centre of the
Earth. This is supposed to be a sequel.
Yeah, the kid, your man from Hunger Games. I've forgotten his name. What is it?
Josh. He's in Journey.
He's in Journey to the Center.
Is he?
Yeah.
Just Brendan Fraser's dad who dies?
Yeah. Yeah. I think what he dies means is that no one in their right mind would cast Brendan Fraser in 2012.
No.
So he was written out.
He's having a comeback now.
He is now. Yeah. Isn't he playing seedy people now?
Yeah, he's playing seedy people because also he's fleshed out in a weird way. But in a weird way.
He has, isn't he?
His face has gone bald as well. Weird.
And his, yeah, his hair was his fortune in The Mummy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
In The Mummy, he appears behind a curtains of hair.
He did.
He's like the Wizard of Oz.
He had beautiful hair. And George of the Jungle, he had very long, luscious locks.
What else was he in that was good?
He was. Do you know what? It was a bad film, but I really liked it. With the remake of Bedazzled. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
With Liz Hurley. But I thought he was very good in it.
Hmm.
And I thought he showed a wide range of... Voices.
He got to be in Spanish at one point.
Yeah, he did. And I thought he played unattractive in it very well.
And now he's doing that in real life. Good for him.
No.
He's got a full method.
Well done, Brendan.
Yeah, so he was written out of this film because obviously no one's going to go and watch a Brendan Fraser film.
But I didn't ever knew this. So what the first, so Journey to the Center of the Earth.
It's an old Jules Verne book.
And is Charlotte from Sex and the City in that as well?
No, she was that actress. I can't remember who was in the first one. I haven't seen the first one, but I read it on Wikipedia. She was recast as to be the sex in the city lady. Is it in the city or and the city?
And the city.
And I always get them mixed up. Classic era. What a boob.
Sex and the City. Yeah. I should know.
But again, maybe in 2012 she was a bigger star than whoever they had before.
Yeah, maybe.
Even Sex...
I'm going to have to look it up now.
Sex... City.
Yeah.
That ended in, like 1996?
It never ends, does it? Because they keep bringing out horrible films.
Have you seen the films?
I've seen the first one, which was horrible.
Was it?
Well, because the series is great.
Right.
I don't know if you watched the series.
No.
It was really good.
Was it?
Like, I think people who don't watch it are a bit disparaging about it. They're like, it's all girly, whatever. But it's really funny.
Yeah.
And it's very, I thought it was very kind of open-minded about sex.
Mm-hmm.
But then the film is just horrible.
Is it?
And then the second film I didn't see, but my sister described to me in minute detail the plot. And I thought, no.
Yeah, I think, didn't the second one, they go to the Middle East?
They go to the Middle East. And my sister told me about this scene where Kim Cattrall drops her bag of condoms and all the like Middle East women like judge her. And she's like, no, I love sex. You can't judge me. And it's just horrible.
That doesn't sound nice.
Yeah.
Luckily, that doesn't happen in Journey to the Mysterious Island.
No, sorry, I thought it would keep to the film.
That's right. Well, this young hip dude, much like in Tron Legacy, which started us on this tangent,
he's
escaping from the police because he's broken into a satellite installation.
Yes.
As this kid would do that, I'm sure it's in his character. And he gets arrested by the police, but luckily his stepdad turns up to bail him out because they called him because he used to be in the Navy.
And they love him, don't they?
Everyone
loves
the Rock.
They're like, yeah, we're not going to press charges because you're the Rock.
You're his stepdad.
Yeah.
And he's like, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
This one's a bit of a rogue.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him home and show him to his mother.
Yeah, but he doesn't really tell him off, does he?
No. He calls him Buddy, which is horrible.
I was going to bring this up because he keeps calling him Buddy, and I'm like, it's really grim. And I kept waiting for Josh to be like, I'm not your buddy, or something like that, but he doesn't.
Not your buddy, friend.
Apart from there is that bit where he goes, I'm a stepdad. And he goes, no, my legal guardian.
That's right.
And you're like, ooh, burn.
Yeah. I'd be quite happy if The Rock was my stepdad.
I know, that's what I can't understand, I thought. And also, he's such... Josh Hutcherson, this is such a brat.
He is horrible.
He's like... You're horrible.
I would love The Rock to give me a cuddle.
I reckon his cuddles would be really good.
Really good. Not in a sexual way.
No, just like,
in a nice, comforting
he's just
way.
So big and he's sort of gentle.
And he's got bigger since then.
Yeah, he has.
So now it would be an all-encompassing cuddle.
He's also he's become a better actor.
Yeah.
Because in this, like, in films I've seen him recently, he's good.
Yeah.
Like, he's good. But in this one, he's bad.
He's quite charming.
Bad. He's charming.
He's not very good.
But like, there are points where you can see he doesn't really know what to do, so he just smiles in a big, I'm the Rock kind of way.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, you're better than this, The Rock.
You are better than this, The Rock. Anyway, so Sean is the name of Josh, whatever his face is.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
He's unhappy about living with The Rock in a giant house. And he goes straight to his room.
Yeah.
He says, no, Mum from Sex and the City, I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to my room. And he's got this giant fucking room as
He's got a really nice room.
Yeah, and he's got everything he could possibly
and
want.
And he's got like Oh, no, he hasn't. I'm getting confused. Ignore me.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say he's got a radio satellite in there, but he doesn't, does he?
No. He's got a computer, but that's he needs it. To go to the satellite place.
Yeah.
And the Rock basically says to him, look, buddy, what's the problem? Why are you breaking into satellite installations? And he says, oh, I've picked up this code. I want to get this code. It's Morse code. I wasn't too clear on this bit, to be honest.
No, I was a bit confused.
I wasn't as clear as The Rock is.
Yeah, The Rock knows all about it.
He says, I used to be in the Navy. I know Morse code. Yeah. And he helps him crack the code.
Which is lucky.
And the code literally says...
If The Rock wasn't his stepdad, how would he have ever cracked that?
Wouldn't happen, would it? No. He'd be in jail now.
Yeah.
For breaking into a satellite installation. While listening to Green Day. But yeah, The Rock was a code breaker, actually, in the Navy. So he breaks the code. And the code literally says something like, the mysterious island.
Yeah, it's very to the point.
But it has very sort of... it's full of riddles.
Yeah.
That no one would have got, apart from The Rock.
They get really quickly, and then they go upstairs and find this cardboard box, which has all the books they need in it.
Every single one he mentions is in this box. It's amazing. It's like the box of requirements from Harry Potter.
And he's like, wait, let's look around. Oh, and the second box in the box. Second book.
Well, he mentions Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Journey to the Mysterious Island, the aforementioned.
Yeah.
And there's another one. Gulliver's Travels.
Yes.
By Jonathan Swift.
Yes.
He says about being fast.
Yeah.
Swift.
Yeah.
Swift. Because The Rock does brilliant acting here. He goes, fast. Swift. The guy goes, Swift. Yeah. Jonathan Swift.
And they bond.
They do. Well, sort.
Sort of.
Better than they were before.
Yeah.
Okay, we have three different books.
By three different authors.
About three different islands.
Maybe all three books are about the same island. Maybe that's why nobody else has ever found Mysterious Island, because they haven't used the other two books.
Treasure Island's got a map?
Yeah, Swift has one too. Yeah, but these are different than Vern's. I don't get it.
You know what I did in the Navy, Sean?
No.
I won the esteemed Roquefort Award 3 years in a row for code breaking.
That's incredible.
I think we found your mysterious island.
Basically, he says they find out where the island is, and somewhere in the South Pacific. So Sean says, right, well, I'm going then.
Mm.
And Rock goes, no, you're not. You're a child.
Yeah.
As quite rightly you should say.
Yeah, and Sean throws a little tantrum.
And then Rock's washing up with Sex and the City mum.
Yeah.
And he says, you know what? I think he should go.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good for us. She's like, what do you mean us? He goes, well, I'll take him.
It'll
be a good bonding relationship. We'll get there. He'll find out there's no such thing.
What is this family?
I know.
And also, why is he so horrible to The Rock when The Rock will, like, take him to... find the stupid mysterious island?
The Rock is a bitch for this child.
He really
will do
is.
Anything for his attention.
Really pathetic.
As we find out during the running time of this film, he'll do anything for him.
Yeah.
Just for love.
Yeah.
He's so needy and desperate.
Oh, sort it
He's
out,
like that
the
dad
Rock.
From South Park. Why won't you love me?
He is like that.
But yeah, basically we find out that his grandpa has been missing for 2 years.
Yeah.
And he's on this island. Alexander Anderson.
Brilliant.
It's like they went to the front of their phone book.
Yeah.
Aaron A. Aronson, Alexander Anderson. And the Rock thinks they should go, so they go to Palau.
Yeah, where is Palau?
I thought it was rice. but it's in the South Pacific. Someone says somewhere sort of South American, Polynesian.
Yes.
I don't know.
Where they speak English as a first language.
Perfect English as well. And Sean makes a bit of a
he
fool
makes
of himself.
An absolute tit out of himself.
He really does, because he starts talking foreigns to a bloke.
Yeah.
The bloke's like, hey, I speak English.
And everyone's embarrassed.
And The Rock goes...
Apart from The Rock is like, oh, buddy.
Oh, buddy. You know they speak English here, right? So they look at a boat and both say at the same time, what a beautiful boat. And they think that the... they ask a man to take them to the mysterious island.
He says,
no, never going there, never. Like in a Disney film.
Yeah.
But Luis Guzman,
who's
in everything.
He's in everything, but also, completely unrelated, I got, you know when you get stuck in those kind of Google holes? Yesterday, and I was reading about the worst sitcoms ever, and he had a sitcom called... Dr. Lewis or something, or Lewis. He apparently was really bad, and it only lasted 3 episodes, and then it got taken off air.
You surprise me.
Yeah.
But he is in everything.
He is in everything.
He's in Carlito's Way.
Yes.
I don't mean he's standing in his way.
No, but he isn't.
And he's in Magnolia.
Where's he in Magnolia?
He's one of the parents from the game show.
Ah. Problem is, he's one of those people that you go, he's in everything. And then when I think about it, I can't name anything. But I have seen him in
But he is in everything. Everything. Take our word for it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I knew you've seen him in everything.
You will.
But he has got a helicopter and a daughter.
A smoking hot daughter.
I don't know how to feel about that. It feels a bit odd.
Because she's like supposed to be like 16, isn't she?
But the director seems obsessed with the fact that she's got a smoking hot bod.
Yeah.
And because she's been dressed really inappropriately,
I think.
Tiny shorts, and, tiny top.
And long, glossy hair, which is impractical, I think.
Especially in an island situation.
Yeah, you're like, I'm sorry, as a woman, you tie it back.
Yeah.
You're hot and you're in a jungle. Spoilers. I mean, obviously that happens a bit later.
Yeah.
But you tie it back.
I was going to ask you about this. Mm. It isn't appropriate, is it?
It's not appropriate. It's silly. Mm. And often, this is a big problem, I think, with films, is lots of times women don't tie up their hair. And I'm like, it's unrealistic.
You must have lost your fucking mind during Jurassic World.
Oh my God, Jurassic... Don't get me started on Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Stupid. Shoes. Oh, too much.
The hair is just a problem as well.
Yeah, no, it was... No.
Terrible. Have you seen the second one?
No, I haven't seen the second one.
It's absolute dog shit.
Is it? Yeah. Is it really bad? But she has more... I've heard she has more sensible footwear.
She does. They do this really annoying shot where they're getting out of a helicopter when they land on the eponymous Jurassic World.
Yeah.
And her foot comes down to land on the floor.
Yeah.
And there's a big close-up of her wearing hiking boots.
So it's supposed to kind of like a little knowing wink like to people going, who complained about the first
we
film.
We fixed it, lads. Don't worry. Yeah. You can relax now. It's just the rest of the film we didn't bother with.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's stop talking about better films than this. So they go in their helicopter, which turns into a cartoon when it takes off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like really bad.
It's like, whoa.
You know what gets me about this film, and it makes me laugh so much, is that every suspenseful situation our gang get into, they're literally like on a roller coaster. They're going, whoa.
Yeah, they do. That's exactly what they do.
They literally fly into a tornado and all go, oh. You'd be terrified.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd literally be pulling your hair out.
Terrified. And spoilt Josh is like, let's go in the... Oh, Sean, sorry.
Sean, yeah.
He's like, no, we've got to go into the tornado.
And Louis Guzman's like, whoa.
Louis Guzman is like putting his all into it in this film.
And The Rock's actually like, hey, buddy, you might want to sit back as a tornado there.
Yeah.
Never mind being worried.
And Vanessa Hudgens is just being hot in the corner.
Is that her name, Vanessa Hudgens?
That's her name.
Is she from something?
She was in High School Musical.
Right.
1, 2, and 3.
Wow. Have you seen them?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes, I have.
Good.
I went to see the High School Musical live show. With two friends.
Wow.
And we were the oldest people there by about 15 years.
Oh my God.
And so we kept pretending that we had a child with us that we kept losing. So every now and again we'd go, Ruby, where's Ruby? And then we'd sort of sit back and relax.
Had you brainstormed the name Ruby? Or was it just
I don't know why we came up with the name
Did
Ruby.
Did you give her a character? I think Ruby would really like to sit here.
Ruby, very curious, keeps wandering off, that kind of thing.
She's probably dead now, isn't she?
She is dead.
It's really sad. High School Musical, though.
Yeah.
You should have got to see that. Yeah. You can say that at the funeral.
Exactly.
She didn't miss much.
Well.
Was it better than the film?
No.
You know who's a fan of the High School Musical films?
Who?
Mark Kermode.
Is he?
Yeah.
I do like Mark Kermode.
Do you?
But that's because also he really liked Zac Efron for a long time until recently.
Has he given up on him like everyone else has?
I think he has given up on him. Which is sad because I also have a soft spot for Zac Efron.
He has frittered it away, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He has concentrated too much on that bod.
Yeah,
rather
he has.
Than that career.
Yeah.
Because he's done some right shit, hasn't
he's
he?
He's done some awful films.
Mm. He should have been your Ryan
Reynolds.
Yeah, no, the other one.
Gosling.
Yes. He should be doing those kind of films, shouldn't
he? I don't
think
he could be Ryan Gosling.
Do you like Ryan Gosling?
I do like Ryan Gosling.
Don't you think he looks a bit like a stand-in?
What do you mean? A stand-in for
well,
what?
Well, he's
just
good.
Just a general stand-in.
He's good, but there's something about him that you feel is not quite 100% loaded in yet.
Well, I sometimes think with him, because obviously like, everyone's like, wow, he's such a good actor. Sometimes I'm not sure he is... because he doesn't do very much.
Yeah.
I just think he's very good at looking enigmatic.
Yes.
And sometimes that is mistaken for great acting.
Yeah. It's like that Blade Runner film. I kept thinking at the time, if this would have been someone else doing that part,
yeah,
it would have been much better. Because he's fine. I do like
him. Yeah, he's good. But, well, he's got charisma, isn't he? Mm. But it's he does have charisma. Yeah. But it's a sort of quiet charisma.
Yeah.
Enigmatic charisma.
Yeah, all right, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
He's not awful, though. I do like him.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, Ryan, keep up the good work.
Don't worry, you're doing fine.
I haven't seen your First Man yet.
No, I don't really want to see that.
I don't fancy it.
No, boring.
Everyone tells me it's amazing, but...
Yeah, that's what I've heard. No, it doesn't appeal.
I'm just too cynical for this modern world, that's the problem. Especially that modern world. Yeah. So they fly into the tornado, as per Sean's advice.
Because
Sean, in a moment of blind panic, as you would do, picks up Journey to the Mysterious Island and begins reading it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, guys, I'll just read this book.
Sean knows what to do in a crisis.
Yeah. So he says, we need to fly into the tornado. And they do. And then suddenly they all wake up on the beach.
Yeah.
Luis Guzman has a bit of a joke, because he's buried in the sand with his feet sticking out.
Yeah, and thinks he's lost...
Half his body.
It's established he's stupid.
He's really stupid. He's secretly gay.
He loves The Rock. But then, to be fair, I think whether you're gay or not, you would be in love with The Rock.
I think
you?
He goes over the threshold, though, of admiration into actual lust.
Yeah, he loves The Rock.
Yeah. When he's on the B with The Rock, we'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a happier man.
He loves that. He's so happy.
He does not want it. He even gets shat on by a bird, but he doesn't care.
He doesn't mind. His shirt in the film sees, I don't know if you noticed this, but must stink by the end of it because so many horrible things happen to it.
Yeah.
And yet it doesn't ever look stained.
No.
But it gets like eggy bits and bird poo.
He's self-cleaning.
Yeah.
Probably licks himself clean.
Yeah. Grim.
Doesn't bear thinking about, does it? No. But they wake up on the island and they're on a beach.
Mm.
And so they decide to just walk through a cave opening.
As you do.
And they go into the mysterious island.
Yeah.
And it looks like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Now, this was obviously filmed for 3D audiences.
Yes.
Because it's egregiously 3D.
And less impressive on YouTube, which is what I watched it on.
You watched it on YouTube?
I watched it on YouTube.
It's the whole thing on YouTube.
I had to pay £3.49 for it.
Good, because I was going to get really angry then, because I rented it from Amazon. And if you'd have told me it was free, I'd have been really angry. I'm sorry you had to pay.
I'm sorry too.
Yeah. Good, that makes me feel better. But the jungle's full of cartoon animals, like teeny tiny elephants.
Yeah, I liked that
Did
touch.
You?
But they never came back, which made me sad.
Well, it's a throwaway line, isn't it? Oh, wow, yeah. Because they see giant butterflies and then tiny elephants. Like, everything that should be big is small. And everything that should be small is big.
And they go, like Gulliver's Travels.
That's right.
But then none of the cool stuff in Gulliver's Travels appears in the film.
But that doesn't happen in Gulliver's Travels, does it? Is Gulliver the big one?
No, I don't think it does happen. Or maybe it does.
Gulliver's Travels. Lilliput is full of small people.
There's Lilliput with small people.
But to them, they're normal-sized people.
Yeah.
Gulliver's a giant.
But then, I don't know, because Gulliver, he did lots of travels in other places that no one cares about, doesn't he? So maybe, I don't know.
Maybe when he went to other places, it was just normal. So no one really cares. I've got other adventures, guys. What happened? I went to France and I bought some duty free.
And they're like, leave that one out, Gulliver. Oh. Boring.
You just want to hear about the little guys.
Oh. Little guys and the old people who are like young people.
So they are walking along these funny looking rocks. And
yeah.
It soon becomes apparent that they are giant lizard eggs. And we established earlier that The Rock is terrified of lizards.
Yeah, because there's a guy, when they get to
Pilau.
There's a guy with a lizard on his, and he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And Josh Hutcherson's like, huh, you're scared of lizards. And The Rock's like, no, I'm not. But you know that he is.
He is.
It's a bit of what I didn't like about this bit is it's a bit of a rip-off of Indiana Jones hating snakes, isn't it?
Yes.
Because he goes, it had to be lizards.
That's right. I wrote that down here. Yeah. Why couldn't it have been snakes?
Yeah, why couldn't it have been snakes? That's it.
And I've said, don't you fucking dare drag Indiana Jones into this.
I know, exactly. I was like, why are you just reminding us of better films?
Man, that's one gooey rock.
These aren't rocks. They're eggs.
Get out, man. Why don't we crack a couple open and make some omelets?
No, that's not a good idea.
Come on, man. I haven't had breakfast yet.
Shh. Are there giant eggs? There must be a giant mother.
Okay, we just need to move quickly
but carefully. Lizards have incredible hearing and an acute sense of smell.
Yeah, you can mention the fourth one. Fine. But yeah. Not the other ones.
Oh, fourth one. Awful. Mate. No one should mention the fourth one. I think they're making a fifth.
They are. He says he's going to be making it next year when Harrison Ford's going to be about 79 years old.
Maybe. Do you think they're making it to make up for the fourth? I think so.
Yeah, but how are you going to make up for the fourth when the lead character is nearly 80 years old? Really? I mean, we've got to the point now, right? Sorry to talk about Indiana Jones, but he is kind of linked. Yeah. The TV series had an episode where we met old Indiana Jones. He was wearing an eye patch and he was a little old man. He's younger than Harrison Ford is now.
What do you mean he met old? In what TV series?
Well, he
series?
Didn't meet him.
What,
we
young,
met him.
The Young Indiana Jones TV
series? Yeah, the
series.
Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, I think it was called.
What, and he met an old Indiana Jones?
No, we met. You know, they used to sometimes bookend the episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them was bookended by old Indiana
old
Jones.
Old Indiana Jones.
He had an eye patch, and he was really, really old man. But I looked into it, and the actor playing that is younger than Harrison Ford is now.
Oh, that's depressing, isn't
so
it?
So that's where we're going with this. Just no. Can't do that.
No.
I'm not having it.
No, they're just ruining it. I don't know why.
Money?
Yeah, you're right. That's why.
Sweet, sweet Disney money. Disney own them now. You can have Indiana Jones on your McDonald's Happy Meal.
No, come on.
Bringing out this tiny little old man to look at your cheeseburger.
Hi, I'm Joel Morris from the podcast Rule of Three. Every week, someone funny comes on to talk about something funny that they love. And this week, we've got Nish Kumar talking about the incredible Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Rule of Three.
Get it where you get your podcasts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you know, I watched Indiana Jones recently with my niece, my 10-year-old niece, who'd never seen them before.
Ooh, good.
And she didn't want to see it. She was like, I don't want to see this film. Me and my sister were like, my sister's going, please, it's a family.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of ruined it because she kept going, all this death every time like Indiana Jones would shoot someone. And she'd be like, he's ruthless. Mm. And was pointing out all the death toll. And I was like, why are you ruining Indiana Jones? And I thought, millennials.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
You should have said, that's George Lucas's job.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry to call your niece
no,
bitch.
That's what I should have said.
I didn't mean to call her
no,
a bitch.
No, but you're right. She was being a bitch.
Yeah, I'm sorry, she was.
She was.
But yeah, so they run away from these lizards. And again, there's no sense of peril here.
No.
There's no
sense of peril throughout the whole film, I'd say.
If I was being chased by a giant fucking lizard who wanted to eat me, I would be absolutely terrified. Well, actually, this is the best bit. The Rock punches the lizard.
Yeah.
And he says, it's time for a thunder cookie. And punches it. I guess that's what he calls his punch.
Yeah.
And then one of them, the girl says, I hope the lizard doesn't like eating Polynesian food, right?
Yeah.
And Louise Guzman says, I hope she doesn't like eating food with poop in its pants.
back.
Now what?
Now there's only one thing left. A thunder cookie. I think I just made it worse.
Oh,
which, to be fair to the film, that's quite funny.
Yeah, well done.
Because he's such a tragic character. But the lizard is defeated by a flying log.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Louise the flying Griezmann. Log, yeah.
And the sound of a mating call, I believe?
Yeah, I don't
which
know.
Which is emanating from the mouth of Michael Caine.
What I want to know is, the island's pretty big, right? How did Michael Caine know to find them there?
Well, I'm suggesting, because he knows the mating call, he'd come there that day to have sex with the lizard. And all those eggs are his babies. He's been there for 2 years. He's lonely.
In fact, you could argue that Michael Caine, in that scenario, would be the villain.
Mm.
Because he's screwing over the lizards, literally.
Yep.
For when his grandson comes over.
Yeah.
And he's got human company again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Doesn't need the lizard anymore.
No.
He's literally just dumped that lizard. Yeah. It's awful. Yeah,
dark.
Which is good for him, because there's a backstory here that when he was back on normal lands, not the mysterious island, he was actually had a sexual preference for lizards.
Really?
No. No. He couldn't believe his luck when he got there and there was a giant one.
Yeah.
No, sorry. So he has some banter with Hank, who he continues to call Henry.
Yeah, but it's nasty banter, isn't it? He's like, "I'm going to make you feel small because you're a big man."
Yeah,
the
he's
rock.
Trying to what's it called when you take away a man's
manhood?
Yeah, de-man him.
De-mask.
Thank you, emasculate. Thank you. I can never think of that word. I don't know why. It's probably because I'm not a man. So they go back to his treehouse.
Yes.
Which he's built himself.
Nice. Which is a nice treehouse. Yeah.
I don't know how he built that by himself.
No, I don't either.
I'm guessing his lizard girlfriend helped him.
Yeah. Also, they don't eat very much in the film. Have you noticed that?
No.
I was really upset. I was really looking forward to the meeting.
I was upset about this glowworm torture.
Oh, that's awful, isn't it? I thought that.
Yeah.
So they kind of put the glowworms in like a... They trap it.
Yeah.
To make lights.
Like a bulb. They put them in like a bulb.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
No, it's horrible.
That's your life now, mate.
Yeah.
You're my lights.
Yeah, grim. That's like Black Mirror shit.
It is Black Mirror shit. We should write to Charles Brooker about that.
Yeah. We'll say, watch Journey 2.
Yeah.
It'll blow your mind.
Probably seen it and probably ripped it off by now.
Yeah.
Probably in the next series. I don't know why. But Caine says it's going to take 2 weeks for the satellite to realign so they can communicate and get help.
Yeah.
So he says, it's going to take 2 weeks, so we should all go to bed. Night-night.
Yeah.
And he goes to bed. And then Louise Guzman looks at the rock like, should we go to bed?
Does he give him a look then? I don't remember that.
I think he does. No, I like to imagine
adding
he
that
does.
In.
I am adding that in, yeah. So they need to sleep because the next day he's going to show them something incredible.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not what I thought it was going to be. And then the next day, Sean tries to chat up the pilot's daughter.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Vanessa Hudgens. I don't know what it is in the film.
Because I didn't get either. I can't even remember if they say her name.
She's pretty boring as a character.
She is. She has nothing to offer.
She's just sort of sassy, isn't she?
Mm.
She sort of says sort of sassy things like, shut up, and things like that.
Yeah. But I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you don't ever hear her name.
No.
And if you do, it's not remarked upon at all.
No, it's not.
So he's trying to chat her up, and it's not going well. So The Rock gives some advice how to win a lady.
Yeah.
First of all, he says, just do the opposite of what your instinct tells you.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Second, be emotional. Be in touch with your feelings. Ladies love that
shit.
Right. And third, wiggle your tits.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? But that's just so that he can then show off his wiggle tit routine.
Yeah, he's doing that kind of thing with his pectoral muscles.
There are three things that you need to know about understanding girls. Number one, don't follow your instincts. Any other area in life, instincts will get you there, not with women. So whatever you think you should do, do the opposite. Number two, you need to be open, sensitive. Women don't want a man just because he's big and strong and has abs like mine. No. They want a thinker. They want a feeler. They want someone who can understand them. Women want a man who is in touch with his most inner emotions. And the third thing is the most important of all. It's something that women have responded to for thousands of years.
Well, tell me.
You've got to do this.
What is that?
That is the peck pop of love. Now go on and throw a berry.
No.
Go on and throw a berry. There's some right behind you. Grab one and throw it. Don't be afraid. They're not going to bite. Grab a berry. Boom. Now go ahead, grab a bunch. Rapid fire right now.
I'm not doing rapid fire.
They will not stop until you feed them.
Feed them? No.
Feed them. They're hungry.
I'll feed them.
Atta boy, come get some.
Okay, you ready? Ready? Here we go. Oh.
Stop.
Okay, ready? This one's special.
Make this one count.
No way, that's awesome!
Stop encouraging him.
It's a gift.
It is a gift.
He has a gift.
Sean, it works every time.
And he's asking a child, who's his stepson, to throw berries at his breasts so they'll bounce off and hit him in the face.
But to be fair, he does win the affections of Lewis, is very impressed.
He does. He goes, ooh, let me try.
Yeah.
And he does it. And one goes in his mouth.
Yeah. And he loves that. It's a gift.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's where the relationship really blossoms, I think.
Yeah.
But he loves it. Mm. And so Kane shows them Atlantis, which you, as an idiot, thought was underwater.
Yeah.
But you were wrong.
I was wrong.
Yeah. What actually happens is it lives out of the water for sometimes.
And then sometimes it's in the water.
That's right.
It changes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much like Brexit, which Kane also supports. See, some satire
does.
There for you.
Yeah, well, it's a good segue.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rock finds proof that the island is actually going to sink within 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
Because seawater is coming up through the cracks.
And the Rock knows about this.
He's seen this sort of thing before.
Yeah, he knows when he was last on a secret island.
When he was code breaking once. Yeah, that other island. So Sean tells them they need to find the Nautilus, which is Captain Nemo's submarine.
That's it.
Which is another Jules Verne book called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah.
Because he's a Verneian.
So Jules Verne, really, I mean, in between writing all these books, he was discovering all these things, wasn't he?
That's right. That's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say that between them, Jonathan Swift and Jules Verne,
we're doing a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Probably some really dirty, horrible shit as well. They didn't write
about. They didn't write those ones.
Like lizard sex. So they need to find the cause. So Kane tells them they need to find Nemo's journal.
Yeah.
Which he knows where it is. It's in a small cave that's only fit for a young girl to crawl through.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, very specific.
Yeah.
And it's good that Michael Caine knows. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Well done.
Well, he's been there for 2 years.
Yeah, he's done his research.
If you were on an island for 2 years, would you have explored everything?
Yes, I'd like to think I would have.
I'd have been too scared.
I think I'd have explored everything, but I probably would be dead.
Mm. I've got a terrible sense of direction, so I'd worry that I'd go quite far.
Yeah.
And then think, shit, how do I get back to my treehouse?
But he has that little compass thing, doesn't he?
You're right.
He's equipped.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's all right then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she crawls through the cave, grabs the journal, and then the cave collapses.
Yeah.
And she manages to get out. So they read the journal, and now they know where the submarine is. So they head off to find it. The Rock, in the meantime, we get a little montage of them walking. And we see the Rock reading books. Because he's embracing his son's stepson's.
Yeah.
Obsession.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he is. Hmm. He's trying to bond with him again. He's always trying to bond with him.
He does all the legwork in this, literally.
Josh doesn't care.
No.
Or Sean. I just call him Sean.
That's just whatever you like. It doesn't matter. So then they encounter a volcano that is spewing gold.
Yes.
It's quite exciting, isn't it?
And this is a really stupid bit in the movie.
Yeah.
Where Sean is like, I want to go to the volcano.
Hmm.
And of course, the Rock is like, The island's going to submerge in water in 2 days.
Yeah.
We haven't got time.
Mm.
And he throws a little tantrum and goes, you can't tell me what to do. And Michael Caine's like, you can't tell him what to do.
Yeah.
And it's completely unfair. Mm. Thank you. I was like, why is everyone getting at the Rock? He's already gone to the stupid island for the stupid, unappreciative, spoiled little boy.
And we meant to say he paid $3,000.
$3,000?
Yeah.
He's completely unappreciative.
Yeah.
And then because he's like, no, we can't spend another 2 days going to the volcano.
Mm.
Sean has a little tantrum.
He says to him, I'm responsible for you.
Yeah.
I promised your Sex and the City mother I'd get you home.
Yeah, he says it exactly like that.
He does. And so they then walk off. So the huge mountain ahead, they reach this huge mountain they can't climb. What are we going to do? And the Rock's like, great, we can't fly up there. Michael Caine goes, and he walks off. And then he arrives back flying what I can only describe as a giant bee.
Yeah.
And basically says, come on, it's fine.
Oh, I most certainly am. It turns out that mounting the bee is easy if you don't look into its eyes.
That is so sick.
Okay. You, get down, now.
Why would I want to get down?
Well, because Medicare doesn't cover old ladies falling off of giant bees. Get down.
Suit yourself. But make sure you're wearing swimming trunks when this place becomes the Pacific Ocean.
Sean. Can we fly together?
It's really sad because when you told me we were doing this film, you sent the clip of this bit.
I did.
So it spoiled it. I knew it was coming.
I'm really sorry.
I couldn't be like, well, how are they going to get up? It lost the sense of jeopardy for me because
I
knew.
Another way to talk you into doing the film. You did pick it initially, though.
I didn't pick it. No, this was your suggestion.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm awful. I'm really sorry.
You did this to us.
I'm much like Sean and you're the Rock.
I am.
I'm really sorry. I've spoilt our adventure.
Kindly going along with... No, I mean, it was good to watch it, I'm sure, in some way.
I'm sorry.
For my soul.
Perhaps you should come back and do a better film.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Maybe we'll do The Howling 4.
Don't. That'd be great.
Yeah. Sorry, we've been watching clips of The Howling.
Yeah, it's been fun. That's really good.
So Michael Caine arrives in the bee, and then he says, "It's like riding stallions across the Serengeti."
Yes.
Not though, is it?
No.
They're not flying bees.
They do. Those bees look quite fluffy, though, don't they?
They look like quite nice, cuddly and nice.
Nice
they're
bees.
Nice bees, as though they don't try and eat them or sting them.
No.
They're subservient to their humans.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trained them.
Well, he says, unless you look them in the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was going to come back later, and they were going to look them in the eyes, and something bad was going to happen,
but
they
didn't. He says that about the lizard as well.
Oh, yeah.
Don't look her in the eyes.
And she'll let you do anything.
Yeah. I have to just pretend to be a lizard. But then the giant birds, because of course everything's small is now big.
Yeah.
And birds eat bees.
Yeah.
I think they do, don't they?
Probably. Well, apparently these birds do.
These birds certainly do.
They love the bees.
They shit on Louise Guisman.
He's already had egg all over his... shirt. Do you remember
he
falls in and gets egg all over his shirt and he's just wearing this shirt which already must stink of lizard egg.
If you don't mind me saying so, he got egg on his face as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm. Egg on his face.
Yeah.
And now he's got bird shit on it. I mean, this shirt must reek.
Oh, don't.
Really upsetting.
I mean, the helicopter had chickens in it as well,
oh,
so
yeah.
That must have stank
grim.
As well. This man's just got severe hygiene issues.
Smellier and smellier.
Yeah. So they then get this is long truncated chase with birds.
Yeah.
Which is fine for The Rock and Michael Caine. They just get away because The Rock flies his bee in a really super sexy way.
Yeah, he's good at it.
And catches the bird in a spider's web, isn't it?
Something like that. I started checking my phone at this point.
Yeah, I was as well. This is how The Rock does it. He says, hey, have you ever played chicken?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they fly at each other and then they duck at the last minute and the birds crash into each other.
Yeah.
And Josh Sean... his bird crashes into a spider's web.
Yeah, after he sort of saves Vanessa's life.
Well, she falls off her
bee. She falls off her bee and he like zooms and saves her. And she's like, you saved my life. And that's the first time she starts to warm to him.
Yeah.
Because before then she's been like, get out of my face.
She found him repulsive up to that point.
Which I didn't blame her.
No.
No.
But now she loves him.
Yeah, now she's like, this guy's great.
But he, in the process of killing a bird, he falls off his bee. And he sprain his ankle?
Dislocates his ankle,
which would be horrendous pain.
It would be really painful.
I've never dislocated something, but I'm led to believe it's one of the most painful things.
It would be really painful, and he's kind of okay about it. So, you know, kudos to him, because he's quite bratty and spoilt, but he does take pain like a man.
Mm. Yeah, well, good for him.
Yeah.
So they decide that, because they go to bed... Not like that. They all go to sleep.
They all go to sleep.
And then when they wake up in the morning, Louise Guisman is gone.
Yeah, because he had a conversation with sexy Vanessa.
See, I missed this bit. I'm glad you're saying this. I wondered why he'd gone.
Because he and sexy Vanessa, the night before, he was saying, you like him, as in you like Josh or Sean.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it could never work. Because she's like, you know, when we get off the island, he'll go back to America and I'll have to stay in Pilau with you. No, it's all very passive aggressive. I have to stay in Pilau with you, with your stupid helicopter, because we can't afford to go to college.
Yes.
Because this is America and they don't give, you know, they don't give you grants or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll get you to college. And then he's gone and she's like, oh no, because she realizes he's gone to get the gold.
Mm.
And what's interesting is before they said in the film that it would take 2 days to get to the and that was about a day ago, but yeah. he gets there very quickly.
Maybe he got another bee.
they cut that bit out.
Yeah.
They were like, too much bees.
Too many. We only need 3 bees.
What I don't understand is why didn't Michael Caine get the bees earlier and they could have got much quicker?
I was thinking this.
Yeah.
It's like the eagles in Lord of the Rings again, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you've used the Deus Ex eagle.
Yeah, you can't use it again.
No. Or, yeah. I suppose it wouldn't be much of a film if he just went, get on the bee.
Get the bees.
Get off the bee. Let's go home. But then again, I would argue it would be a better film.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't have to watch all this, which I'm sorry I made you do.
No, it was an experience. It's good.
We forgot as well, before they go to bed, The Rock sings What a Wonderful World on the ukulele.
Really, really beautifully. Yeah. And then he has that moment. Do you remember the moment?
What, where he changes the words?
No. He changes the words, which is very funny. But then he goes, oh, my dad taught me that.
Music is nature's painkiller. Sing him a song.
No.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Well, that's gonna make me feel better.
Slow it down. Just gotta get it in tune. Takes a big man to play a little guitar.
And an even bigger one to listen.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see giant bees and I could have told you, don't trust Alexander, he's older than Yoda. And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
And they say, oh, well, we can meet him when he go out. And he goes, no, good luck finding him. Yeah. He left when I was 8.
That's right.
And both Josh and Michael look sad because they realise they've misjudged The Rock.
Mm.
And actually, he's deep and he's had sad things happen to him.
And he can play the uke.
And he can play the ukulele. They're like, this guy is musical and deep and has had tragedy in his life.
Michael Caine, yeah, as you say, he pulls a face like, oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I shouldn't have been so mean to him.
And he does say, because they decide to split up the next day.
Yeah.
Michael Caine and Vanessa Hudgens are going to go and find Louise Guzman.
Yeah.
And The Rock and Limpy Sean are going to go to the Nautilus.
Yes.
Because otherwise he'll slow them down. And then Michael Caine, before he leaves, says, I may have been wrong about you.
Yeah.
Which is very sweet.
It's good.
Yeah. So the water's getting higher when they wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Before they split up, I should say. Louise Guzman has found some gold.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a small nugget of gold.
And he's digging. And bitch, has that to be a massive nugget of gold.
I'd have given up. He kept going.
And also you're like, Louise, you're not that stupid. Yeah. Like, you can't pick up that massive nugget of gold.
No. He should have brought, like, a hacksaw or something.
Yeah, he didn't think it through.
No, he didn't. No, he's an idiot. But The Rock and Sean, they arrive where the Nautilus is. And they can't find it. But it is underwater. Where the submarine should be.
Yeah.
So I was confused as to why they didn't think it would be underwater.
Yeah, again, I'm afraid I was really losing interest by this point in the film.
Yeah. As you can tell by the fact that I lost in my notes. But the submarine, traditionally, they live underwater. It's like, there's no fish in this cafe.
Yes.
It's because they live underwater, mate. Yeah, that's why. That's a bad example because you could have fish in a cafe. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
But The Rock's like, oh, great. No, sorry, Sean says, oh, great, we're fucked now. Nothing we can do. We might as well give up. And The Rock says, no, we can make scuba tanks out of plastic bags.
I don't remember this bit at all, and I saw this last night.
He does. He fashions scuba tanks out of plastic bags.
That's very clever. Where do they get the plastic bags from?
I think they're in their backpack.
Oh, okay. They're just hanging about.
I think they're like
about.
Sandwich bags or something.
Interesting.
And so they go underwater looking for the Nautilus. In the meantime, Vanessa Hudgens?
I think it's Hudgens. But don't quote me on that.
Huggins sounds more fun.
Yeah, it does
sound like
fun.
A nice butler.
Yeah.
They find Louise Guzman and they say to him, just give up.
Yeah, they're like, and she says that nice thing where she says, you know, what, we're rich, we're rich when we have each other or something.
Yeah, which is bollocks.
Yeah, it's bollocks. Also, yeah. She doesn't really believe it because I got momentarily moved and then she goes, come on!
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Vanessa, you're just saying that.
Yeah.
Because you know he's stupid.
Yeah, he is stupid.
He's really stupid.
Absolutely. He should have died in this.
Yeah. No, actually, that would have... I don't know if the film could have coped with the death.
Maybe he should have gone off with the lizard like in Shrek. Yeah. Where the donkey gets married to a dragon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that happening.
That's really weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
You watch that with a child. How do you explain to a child?
Well, I suppose you say you love who you love. And then you...
But then in the next film, they have babies that are little donkeys with wings.
I don't remember the next film. I did watch it, but I think that's when it started going downhill.
Yeah. Don't worry, they made about 15 more.
They made so many.
Anyway, so the Rock and Sean, they swim underneath, they find the Nautilus, and it's all very cartoony again under the water. And but they're down there for about 15 minutes. I don't know how they didn't drown.
No.
Because they're trying to open the handle on the thing.
To get in.
In the submarine. And they get attacked by a giant electric eel.
Yeah.
But they manage to get in, so it's all fine. But the battery's flat, as it would be. Because it's 150 years old.
Yeah, they didn't think about that.
No. No. So Sean then says, the Rock says, I can go outside and I can get that electric eel.
Yeah,
and then
easy.
Sean... Sorry?
That's it, easy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, easy. But then Sean has a moment and says, just come back safe.
Because lots of people have walked out on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, hey, buddy, I will. It's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
But Kane, Louise Guzman and Vanessa Huggins... get caught in the rain and everything starts collapsing around because the island is falling apart at this
point.
Yeah,
it's too much now.
They see a giant spider and I was thinking, oh no, they're going to get chased by a spider, but they don't.
No, that's never really touched upon, is
it? Not really. Again? She's like, oh, a giant spider. And I was like, oh no, they're going to get... Oh, no,
the poor old spider went on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they managed to get the eel to power the sub.
Yes.
So all the power comes back on. They press the button. And they rescue the Kane, Louise Guzman.
Who've strategically fallen in the water.
Yeah.
Right at the right place.
And the submarine literally eats them.
Yeah.
The little hatch
it's
opens.
It's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lovely. And so they're swimming away from the island in the submarine.
Yeah.
And loads of big rocks are falling down. Not the rock. Big rocks.
Though he is a big rock.
It's getting confusing with rocks, isn't it? And the rock. Yeah. Not the rock. We'd have to say from now on, if I say rocks, it's not.
No, you have to specify that it's the.
A rock.
A rock or the rock.
Yeah, well, some A rocks start falling down.
Mm-hmm.
So the rock has an idea because there are torpedoes on the submarine that are fine.
And he just blows up the rock.
Blows up a rock.
the rock blows up a rock.
A rock, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean kisses the girl.
With all of them there, which is awkward.
Yeah. And the Rock tells him to do the tits trick.
Yeah, and he's like, don't be silly.
No, I'm not doing that. We may have just suddenly bonded, but stop that shit right now, you weirdo. And Louise looks at the Rock like he wants a kiss as well.
He does, he's all excited.
Yeah, but he doesn't get one.
No.
And then 6 months later.
Yes.
Okay. So... Louise now does day trips on the Nautilus.
Which is, I liked that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice way of wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Because I thought, yeah, you would make a lot of money with a massive submarine.
Yeah.
And going, let's do this.
I've been on glass bottom boats.
Have you?
Yeah, I went on one with my child.
Was it?
Children? Yes, I just remember.
Was it exciting?
Yes.
I'd like to see
I went that. To Rhodes and I went in a glass bottom boat.
Oh, that's really great.
And I got to, and the man doing the trip... jumped off the side, went under the water, and would like come up to the window with stuff he was picking up.
Oh, wow.
So I'm wondering if Louise Guzman does that.
Yeah.
But probably not.
No.
Doesn't seem the type.
No, I don't think he does that.
No. No. Because he was wearing a little captain's hat, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That was quite exciting for him.
And he looked clean.
Mm.
He looked, most of the film, he's not clean.
No. No.
Yeah.
It's Sean's birthday. Vanessa Huggins.
I don't know, is she at college now or is she just visiting?
I'm guessing we're saying she's at college now, yeah. I think, because she has her own car.
She has her own car and
quite
her
a
hair
nice
is looking
car.
Particularly glossy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has got her own car. So she's got money from somewhere. Is that from her dad's tours?
Must be.
Yeah.
He's probably making a fortune.
He's made it in so he can afford to give her a car and send her to college.
Yep. And Sean and Vanessa Huggins, they all come round to see The Rock and Sex and the City mum, who again has got a great part in this.
She's
absolutely brilliant.
She must have been excited when she got that script through.
It reminds me, have you seen the film Network?
Yes.
There's a woman in that who won an Oscar, and she's only in it for about 5 minutes.
It's such
a powerful performance.
In fact, I haven't seen Network. I was thinking of The Social Network.
Oh, right. Okay. No, yeah. Not that one. The other one. No. This reminded me of the Sex and the City mum, because I'm amazed she didn't win any kind of awards.
Because she conveys a lot in a short amount of time. She does some washing up. She conveys that she's kind of happy about everything.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, my son can go off to this island. And also, they kind of talk about their adventures, and she's a bit nonplussed about it. She's like, yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
But so they all come around to give him his present, and there's a postcard for Sean from Grandpa.
Yeah.
And he says, well, next time I'm in the area, you can come on one of my adventures.
Yeah.
And he's a bit sad about that.
Yeah.
Selfish little prick.
He is such a selfish prick.
But the surprise is he is actually there, and he comes in in bike leathers.
And everyone's really excited.
Yeah. And he's like, hey.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's a leather daddy.
He does.
Yeah.
Looks like he's having a late in life crisis.
Yep.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
But he has got great news, because he's arrived and his present is a trip to the moon.
Yeah. Well, just he like just Jules gives Fern. Him the book, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was a bit like, maybe you should question this a bit more rather than just giving them a book, because it might just be the book.
They were going to make the next film about that.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. It was cancelled due to a lack of immediate interest. That is the official statement. A lack of immediate interest.
Oh, God, he would have seen that coming.
Yeah.
I wonder how they would have
worked the number three into it. Maybe they'd have made one of the O's a three.
Yeah.
As they like doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the end of Journey to the Mysterious Island, which he was so keen to do. I didn't want to turn you down for that.
That was the only film I wanted to do.
I know. I was so surprised with all the Kane films out there.
I mean, I'm glad that you suggested it.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think what I did learn from that film. To be honest with you, John, I don't think I learned anything from the film.
Yeah.
But who knows, maybe later in life, it will come to me.
You know what? I quite enjoyed it.
Did you? It was pretty boring.
I've seen a lot of crap films.
Yeah.
Taking my kids to stuff.
Oh yeah.
And if I'd have taken my kids to this, I'd have come out thinking that was all right.
Yeah, but
I've seen worse than this.
It's kind of inoffensive, isn't it?
Mm.
You can't hate it.
It's no Ice Age.
No, it's
not. I mean, they are willfully hateful.
Yeah, I've only seen a bit of it, and it was enough of Ice Age.
They've made so many of them, and I've seen three of them at the cinema, I think.
No.
God, they're bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to see some bad things with kids.
At least this didn't have loads of dad jokes in there they put in for mums and dads that are just terrible.
Yeah.
When you see those Ice Age films, they always have like slightly blue jokes in there. You're like,
where they're kind of like doing winky. They're like, parents, we know you're watching.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Yeah. At least they didn't have anything like that. Thank goodness. But yeah, so I'm glad we managed to get that done. But we've now reached the point of the podcast where I ask you some questions.
Okay, exciting.
You should be excited.
Yeah.
This is the bit you didn't sign up for.
No.
Number one, these are all taken, by the way, majority of them, from Michael Caine's actual Twitter account.
So does he tweet?
He does tweet these. I'm blocked by him, but
I'm actually blocked by him. But you're doing a podcast, Mum. That's so sad.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
But why did you get blocked? I'm blocked by Alison Pearson.
Are you?
Yeah.
But you do a whole podcast about it. That's so sad.
I do a whole podcast about journalist and writer Alison Pearson.
How did you get blocked by her?
I don't know, because she's quite right-wing in a silly way, isn't she?
Mm.
I can't remember.
Mm.
I was following something that the journalist Deborah Orr was saying, where she was saying mean things about Will Self.
Right.
And then I couldn't see some of the tweets, and I realised it was because Alison Pearson's blocked me. But I don't know when that happened.
No, wow. I got blocked by Michael Caine because there was a story going around that he'd been locked in an attic.
Yeah.
Right. And he tweeted, there's a story going around that I was locked in an attic. It's completely false.
Yeah.
But he'd spelt the word attic wrong, and he pronounced it as locked in attic. Right. He'd spelt attic as A-T-T-I-K. So it became a meme.
Yeah.
Everybody would say, every time he tweeted something, someone would say, have you been locked in an attic? Or I've heard you've been locked in an attic. To the point where he deleted the tweet.
Yeah.
And then one day I just happened to push my luck, and I quote tweeted him saying, I've heard you've been locked in an attic. And the next time I happened to check his Twitter, I was blocked.
He blocked you. That's really sad. Also, because he comes across as quite nice, doesn't he? That's a bit sad. That's a bit of a sense of humour failure. I mean, I know he's a bit right wing, but he seemed I quite likeable in interviews and stuff. But that does show a bit of a sense of humour failure on his part.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe he was just getting thousands upon thousands of people every day
he's
asking.
No much.
Yeah, and maybe he doesn't run it. But mind you, the tweets are quite badly spelt sometimes.
No, I think so. No, I think he runs them.
But my first question to you would be...
Oh, sorry, yes.
Have you ever been locked in attic?
No, I did. I got locked in room.
Right.
When I was 8.
Okay.
By my brothers.
Right.
And I needed to go to the loo and I peed in the doll's house.
Wow. In the doll's house?
Yeah, and then when I finally got let out, they were like, "You're disgusting." And I thought, that's so mean. Because
that is mean.
They forced me to this.
I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, so it's traumatic. Sorry you have to...
Yeah, that does sound traumatic.
I didn't want to turn this into a dark podcast, but, you know, we all have traumas that we hide.
We do.
Or share.
I once weeded my brother's Lego box.
Did you?
Yeah, but that was out of spite. Yeah.
I bet he deserved it.
He did. He was horrible to me. Next question. This is from Michael Caine's Twitter.
Okay.
What are your favourite music?
I don't know, really. I'd say I'm quite eclectic.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I like Leonard Cohen. Oh, I love a bit of Leonard Cohen.
Oh, nice, yeah.
But then I also like Britney.
Oh.
Not so much new Britney, classic Britney. I don't know, really. I'm really boring. I don't have any particular... I just like what I like.
Because Leonard Cohen, of course, did a cover of Hallelujah, didn't he?
No, he did the original.
I know, that was my joke.
Yeah,
sorry.
Then, come on now.
Sorry. No, it was Alicia Dixon who did the original.
My finger,
no, you got
in
really
it.
Upset then. I wonder, you probably had to deal with that before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Too many times.
Okay, good. Next question. Have you ever had a wonderful day in your garden?
Yes, not in my garden now because I don't have one.
Right.
But when I was a kid, we had a great garden. We had a really big garden because we lived in the country.
Mm.
It was great.
Whereabouts?
Great day. Between Somerset, Wiltshire. Well, it was in Wiltshire, but it was like just 5 minutes from Somerset.
Mm, that's good country.
Yeah. And it was, we had a really big garden and had many a good day in there.
Was it green?
It was a green garden.
Did it have any giant lizard eggs in it?
Had giant lizard eggs, a big bee.
If, like Sir Michael, I'll have to explain the context of this.
Yeah.
If, like Sir Michael, you were in beautiful Armenia for 2 hours and 53 minutes before leaving for London, how would you pass the time?
I don't know. Probably walk around. I haven't got an interesting answer for that.
No, there isn't one, is there? He tweeted, "Hello from beautiful Armenia." And then 2 hours and 53 minutes later tweeted, "Hello, London." Oh, he's such a joy. I'm so sad he blocked me. If you were on a bus teetering on the edge of a cliff and suddenly had a great idea to save the day, what would it be?
Oh, well, I'm not really good with great ideas. But I don't know. How many people are on the bus? Where am I sat on the bus?
I guess you can make that up. It's up to you.
Because, like, obviously, you've got to balance it, right, haven't you? Mm. So you go to the end of the bus so that you're not falling off, and then you wrap some clothes around your fist and you punch a hole in the glass at the back of the bus, and then you very carefully escape.
Some buses have little hammers that you can break glass with.
That would be good. That would save me wrapping my fist in clothes.
Yeah.
It's
a good answer, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. Michael Caine was known for not being too fussy about his film choices.
Yeah.
Can you make up a title for a would-be Caine B movie, and what would it be about? Not about bees, by the way.
No. So, well, we were talking about werewolves yesterday, weren't we, on Twitter? We were. What about like something like Werewolf Granddad, where he like goes, Michael Caine is put into an old people's home, right? His family have just like, no, granddad, you got to go. And then Michael Caine notices there's something a bit strange about this old people's facility.
Yeah.
The old people are jaunty and happy, but that night they're all very active.
This is brilliant.
And then and there's a sexy old lady in the old people. Actually, maybe because it's a bit ageist and you've got to reflect that, haven't you, in film? So maybe it's a sexy nurse.
That's a bit creepy then, isn't it? You've got to reflect the age. Make it age appropriate.
You're right, okay. Sexy old lady. He's like winking at him and likes eating raw meat. And then, of course, it turns out she's She's a werewolf.
She's like the she-bitch.
She's the she.
What's she called? Sturber?
Sturber. Yeah, Sturber bitch. Were-bitch.
My sister is a werewolf.
God damn it, that's my sister you're talking about. Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see Michael Caine do.
I think that's a brilliant idea. Yeah. It'd be like Harry Brown, but with werewolves.
Yes.
Yeah. Brilliant. That's how you'd pitch it as well.
Yeah, and they go, God damn it, let's make this film.
Yeah.
Michael Caine will definitely be game.
He'll definitely do it as well. Yeah. Yeah. You're only supposed to bite his ears off. That's what he'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't say that. And finally, what are your best and indeed worst Michael Caine films?
My favourite is, I love Hannah and Her Sisters. That was the first Woody Allen film I saw, and then it was all downhill from there. That's a really good film. I've also got a soft spot for Dress to Kill.
Maybe you should come back and do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I haven't got anybody for that.
Yeah, that'd be great. I love that film. And worst, do you know, I didn't even remember he was in this film. I was looking at his IMDb. He was in Austin Powers 3.
Yeah.
Which is the shittest Austin Powers.
Oh, by a mile, yeah.
Because the first one's great. Second one's great. Mm. Third one, there's one funny bit in the whole film.
Is it the peeing bit?
No, it's the bit where, like, because that's in the first one, isn't it?
No, it's the bit where he goes in on Mini-Me's shoulders. That's quite a funny joke.
Oh, I don't remember
He says to Mini-Me, I've got an idea how we'll go in there. And the idea you think is going to be that Mini-Me will go in his shoulders.
Yeah.
But the joke is he comes in with tiny little legs.
Oh, that's silly.
And then has to do a urine test. Okay. That's it. What were you going to say?
The funniest bit is where, I don't even remember. There's just some old guy who every now and again is pointing and laughing at everyone. Do you remember that? It's like a funeral or something, and he looks up and there's this old guy going, ha, ha, ha.
His graduation where his dad doesn't turn up.
That's it, and there's just this old guy pointing and laughing at him, and it's just completely random, and then the old guy appears later in the film just pointing and laughing.
It's really weird, that film, because you watch it and you're like, yeah, Mike Myers isn't very good anymore, is he?
No.
And then you watch The Love Guru and you're like, Jesus Christ, what happened to Mike Myers?
He's sad.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you think about how amazing
he was on SNL and Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fall.
And then again, he likes, you know, like with Shrek. Shrek was great, but then he just kept doing more Shreks. Mm. Awful.
Do you know he wasn't the original voice of Shrek?
Who was the original voice?
Chris Farley.
When?
Before it came out.
And what, and
he died while they were making it, so he didn't finish it. So Mike Myers came in and went, I'll do it in my comedy Scottish accent. Because the original, if you go on YouTube and look Chris Farley Shrek, you can hear him doing the voice.
Oh, it's not.
And he does it in his own
Scottish voice.
So Shrek's just an American Chris Farley.
And
But I'll do it in my...
Very randomly did a comedy Scottish accent.
He loves doing it.
Yeah.
He does it in I've Married an Axe Murderer and all that.
I haven't seen that film.
That's good.
Yeah, okay, no, I'll watch it.
That's the film he did before Austin Powers. It's very good.
Yeah, no, that was sort of after Wayne's World, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, that film is bad. But from, I don't remember Michael Caine at all. It's very bad. Also, I don't like Now You See Me. I thought that was rubbish.
I haven't seen that.
It's rubbish.
You know what annoys me about that, though?
What?
Is that they didn't call the sequel Now You Don't.
Yeah, they should have done
Why
that.
Why the fuck didn't they do that?
That's such a good idea.
Just calling it Now You See Me 2 is so boring.
Now You See Me 2, boring. It was a boring, shitty film, and then made another one.
It would be like calling Every Which Way But Loose.
Yeah.
Every Which Way But Loose 2, rather than every... I don't know what the... Yeah, I can't remember what the sequel's called.
Where's the logic? It's very unimaginative.
And it sums it up.
Yeah, rubbish. I thought that film was rubbish. I've never seen Jaws 3. That's meant to be pretty rubbish, isn't it?
4.
4. Is he in Jaws 4?
He's in 4, The Revenge.
Oh. Is that any good? I've heard it's bad.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's amazing, but no, it's not good.
Yeah, that good.
It's absolutely incredible, good, but bad, no, it's not good. Yeah. It's good to watch if you're hungover or something.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, until next time, Rosie, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And do Dress to Kill, because I feel like I've got you here and tortured you, whereas if you want to do something that you want to do, we'll do that.
Great.
Yeah, and again, I'll take this from Michael Caine's actual Twitter.
Yeah.
Until next time, I will continue to have the best time, and I hope you do the same.
Oh.
Bye.
That's nice.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white,
bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you...
GreatBigOwl.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.